Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
God bless you.
God bless you.
You're holding back on those gifts. You hear me?
Amen.
You are a psalmist, a worshiper. Do you know this?
Yes, sir.
I see college around you.
I'm in graduate school now, working on my master's. And it's funny that you say you see college around me, because I'm sitting here in my sweatshirt from the school that I'm attending now.
Well, it's around you. So you're sitting there with your college shirt on.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what this means, but navy blue, come to me. You have a navy blue shirt on.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Come to me. Stop playing now.
I'm not playing with you.
Issue that's going on, but I want you to know I'm not one to condemn.
Yes,
I want you to not feel guilty. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Don't let no... Don't let anyone make you feel guilty. Now I'm shifting now. Oh, God. Don't let no one condemn you.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name. Now, young man, turn your heart over to God.
Yes, sir.
Give him your life, and I vow to you, I see things that would take place in your life. I pray that God give you discerning of spirits and you'll know who's good and who's evil, even in businesses. I see many offices around you, and I see you as a CEO. You're going to own 7 companies. You better listen. You're going to have to pray. I pray for divine protection on you, because with wealth comes, you're going to have God's protection. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Young man, praise God. Can you confirm that it had to be the Lord?
Yes, sir. It has to be.
And I give him all the glory.
Hallelujah.
And I know it's him and not Roderick. You hear me?
Hallelujah. I hear you.
But I know it's the Holy Spirit. Is there anything else you would like to say to me?
Just thank God for you. God's blessing over you.
Oh, I feel prophecy coming out of your mouth, too. What's in your mouth that's getting ready to come forth?
I don't know.
Open it. See what comes out of your mouth, prophet. Just open it.
Whatever it is, it's working. Whatever it is, it's going to be blessed. And it comes without struggle in the name of Jesus. It has no sorrow. It comes without struggle in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, I felt that go through my back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise God. I am so happy that you've decided to tune in to Prophecy Alive. And I give God all of the praise and glory. And today, we're going to be dealing with destroying the spirit of unbelief. So many of God's people are trying to get a breakthrough. Well, I want you not to be condemned. God is going to give you revelation knowledge concerning the spirit of unbelief. You know, when Adam and Eve fell, the spirit of unbelief came into mankind. And this is a spirit that must be destroyed. You know, the Bible talks about in St. Mark 9, I believe 29, this kind goeth forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. We're going to be dealing with the spiritual warfare and how Satan is yet using the spirit of unbelief. We want to disconnect our faith from that which hinders us, and that is the spirit of unbelief. I'll be right back. We're going to go to the phones, but before I do that, I'm going to share with you what God has given me. Thank all of you for tuning in. Father, hallelujah. Bless your name. And my queen and I, Katrina and I, have been interceding for the nations along with the School of Prophets and the Prophetic Council and those that with the high priestly anointing of intercession, that prayer that availeth much. And I pray right now for these are your people. You have called us together by your name. And God, in the name that is above all name, I feel the Holy Spirit even now. That name that is above all name, heal right now. Heal that body. Heal that body. Heal that spirit, that mind, that soul. Heal the emotions. Heal, Lord, the total man. I decree a miraculous move. That man that is in a wheelchair, bound, get up and walk. That woman, you're laying there. You're connected to, I see a lot of wires around you. I don't know who you are, but I can see you. God is healing you now. You should be feeling by now a fire, a warmth of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, heal you now. Heal that body, those organs. Give that man, that woman, new organs. I speak a creative miracle in the name of Jesus. That which the doctors, the x-ray, cannot pick up. God, heal and recreate the anatomy. There's a bone disease right now. God is healing you. He has made you whole. It's a bone disease. Hallelujah. There's someone that has gangrene. It's set up in your toe. It's your left foot. God is causing the hyssop. The glory of God is coming on your feet right now. There's someone, you're in Africa. You're in a part of Africa, and someone else, you're in Kansas City, and you've been listening quietly. God is healing, has made you whole right now in Jesus' name. There's a church forecloser. There's a pastor listening to me, and you don't know what to do. And I'm telling you, God has spoken to you to have prayer with fasting in that church, in that place. And God's saying if you would allow the Holy Spirit to move through prayer and fasting, God will not only rescue your ministry, he will pay the mortgage. Right now, it's being done. It's being done in the name of Jesus. When that happens, I'm not myself, people. I feel God. I feel God. I feel God. I feel God. Lucille. Lucille. Your name is like Lucille. The Lord is saying to you, you've been so concerned about your children and your marriage. Be encouraged. This word is coming to me. My word of knowledge for Lucille. Be encouraged. There's a condition on a baby. I'm seeing a condition on the baby's stomach. There's a rash that won't go away. It goes now in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. There's a Roxy, a Roxanne. I'm seeing in the spirit that God is healing you now. The doctors are saying something like a blood disease. You are whole right now. You can get up and rejoice and walk. You're good in the name of Jesus. I can feel God moving inside you now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There is a governor that is listening to me. I will keep this information from the Holy Spirit private, but I will let you know that I know you're listening. There's a governor. And there's a condition, it's a physical condition, and fear has gripped you. But God is saying you're going to have to go against the grain. You're going to have to stand up for righteousness. And things that you see is wrong, you're going to have to speak against it. And God is saying if you will stand for him, He will not be ashamed to own you before his Father. God is healing you right now. It's in your throat, chest area. God is healing you. He has made you whole. Now stand up for righteousness, and God will stand for you. Yes, you're a governor. Also, you are a mayor. There's a mayor listening to me. God has been dealing with you. God has been dealing with you concerning your city. And you see what the enemy is trying to do. But you're afraid to go against the status quo. But God is saying he's come into your life for you to make that sacrifice. I could call your name, but I won't. I want you, Mr. Mayor, to heed this warning. Stand for righteousness. Huh. There's even a judge listening. I will keep you a secret. But I want you to go against evil. Go against it. And God is saying that he's going to touch your entire family. And God's going to bring healing. And the Holy Spirit is going to renew the joy. The enemy is trying to tear your family apart. But if you would obey God and do just, God will help you. He loves you. Ooh, Jesus. This is going to be a night of glory. I will tell you right now, if you know someone in your family, and I'm sure there is, that is not saved, have not given their life to God, you need to call them now. You need to hang up and call them, two-way them, and tell them they need to listen to this broadcast. The spirit of unbelief has tried to destroy your family, and I'm going to be sharing from the Word of God. And as the Holy Spirit is leading me, I want to read in your hearing the second chapter of Hebrews. Very important that you hear this. The second chapter of Hebrews, I'm going to begin at verse 1. It says here, verse 1, Hebrews, second chapter. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. I'm going to read that again. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, listen to this. Verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will? For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak? Listen, but one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor. And you set him over the works of your hands, things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all things in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Now listen to this closely. When God made man, he made everything subject to man. And because of sin and unbelief, man wanted to rule men instead of ruling himself. Now look what happened in verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Now, look at this. Jesus was made, in verse 8 of Hebrews 2, verse 9, Jesus was made a little lower than angels. In verse 7, verse 6 says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? In verse 7 of Hebrews 2, thou madest him a little lower than angels and gave him glory and honor. Look at verse 9 of Hebrews 2, Jesus was made a little lower than angels and crowned with glory. Do you see that? So do you see that Jesus was made even as man was made? This is why he was called the Son of Man. Man was made a little lower than angels. Verse 7 of Hebrews 2. Verse 9, Jesus was made a little lower than angels. Man was made, verse 7 of Hebrews 2, a little lower than angels, but crowned with glory and honor. Verse 9, so was Jesus, made a little lower than angels. For the suffering of death, he had to become a man, yet crowned with glory and honor, just like man. Do you know how much authority that you have? Jesus was made as a man to die, to taste death for every man. Verse 10 of Hebrews 2. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory. God is trying to bring his people to glory. Think about this now. God wants us to have glory, the presence of God. This is why we have the Holy Spirit. Glory on the day of Pentecost, glory came. So when God made man, he gave us honor and glory. The fall of man came, so Jesus had to come and restore that glory. Can you say, I receive my glory? Verse 11, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified, that means spiritually cleansed, are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. God is trying to call you brethren. He's calling us brethren, one family. Verse 12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church. Will I sing praise unto thee? Verse 13, listen to this. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Verse 14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, we were made flesh and blood. We were made man, just like Jesus, but nevertheless having honor and glory. You got to get this. Satan hates us because we were crowned with honor and glory. Satan lost his honor. He lost his glory. Now look at this. Verse 14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Get this now. That he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Hebrews 2 and 14. So if you want to know who had the power of death, the devil did. What is connected with that? Jesus came to deliver us from the power of death. I'm going to show you the power of death. Now, remember Eve in the garden. She believed the suggestions of the enemy, of the devil. Now watch this. And then lost her glory. Gave to Adam. He lost his glory. Christ came back to destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. How did the devil get the power of death? Through causing man not to believe the word of God. Now listen to this. This is good news, I promise you. Verse 15, and delivered them to who, through fear of death, were all their lifetimes subject to bondage. Are you feeling like you're in bondage? It's because of fear. Fear is the result of unbelief. Fear is nakedness. Nakedness. So when we are spiritually naked, we fear. Jesus came that we may be clothed upon with glory. Adam and Eve didn't even know they were naked because they had so much glory on. Listen to this. Verse 16. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. God became a man. And God became a man. No one else was worthy. That man Jesus. Listen. He took on him the seed of Abraham. Verse 17 of Hebrews 2. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. God had to become a man in order to die for man. Listen to this. That he might be merciful and faithful, that merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. That's love, people. God gave his only begotten son, which means God gave the original part of himself to die for our sins. Verse 18, for in that he might have suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them that are tempted. There's no temptation that can overcome you. Praise God. This spirit of unbelief has been destroyed because of the cross. I dare you to shout right where you are and say, I am free from the spirit of unbelief. And I have my glory. Glory is on you. Whew. Glory is on you. I'll be right back. And I'm going right to the phones. Hallelujah.
The most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it and it happens.
We would like to thank you for tuning into the broadcast of Living Life World Ministries. Get ready for a supernatural breakthrough and invasion of God's love. And now the Word of God, given straight from God to the Apostle of Living Life World Ministries, Roderick Owensby.
Just loving you. Receive it. Everybody say word.
Praise God. I'm going to go to a 770 area code. I'm coming to you right now. God bless you.
God bless you. This is Tova from Atlanta.
Well, praise God. Praise God.
Bless the Lord. And I'm
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm actually pulling over right now.
Oh, praise God.
I spoke with you on this morning briefly.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I'm so happy to hear from you. And God is up to something good.
I received that. I believe that.
What's in your spirit this evening? You pulling over?
Well,
okay, I'll wait on
you. Yeah, so that you're able to hear me better.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just making a turn right now.
I
don't know. I just felt led again to call for whatever it is that God has, because I'm excited in my spirit, but I don't know if it's an excitement or just anxiousness to just go ahead and move on with this project that I'm doing.
I believe that your faith is at a brand new place. I believe that your faith is in a different atmosphere than it was, because you know that God has given you a promise.
Yes.
And I feel like you're so relentless. You're not going to allow the devil to abort what God has given you.
And I keep having opposition, but I just have to keep going so that I can't stop.
Well, I'm gonna say something that I see. The spirit of sabotage is destroyed tonight on your behalf.
Thank you.
Who? God, in Jesus' name, I thank the Holy Spirit. Right now, the Holy Spirit. Ah, sabotage, that spirit, that enemy, that spirit of that which wants to hinder the promises of God. It is destroyed because of the anointing of Jesus Christ. We don't have to wrestle with it. I'm telling you, woman, you are free to prosper.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father, send her the right people. Let the wrong people be hindered from joining. No. I see three people that God is not going to allow to be a part of this. And you're going to be surprised. There are some things that you want. And you have such a big heart. I can see you. My eyes are closed, but I'm looking at you. You have a big, giant heart. And I'm going to tell you something. Satan's plan is to use your love against you. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
That will no longer happen to you. I want you to say no. Say that word.
No.
That was easy, wasn't it?
Yes.
God is telling me to tell you right now, woman of Zion, that word no is going to cause you to prosper.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you're gonna learn how to say not so, no, 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 and keep it moving. God said, keep it moving. God said, get your feelings out of that business. He don't want your feelings in that business.
Amen.
So you stop trying to be Mrs. Sweetheart to everybody. You quit that. I'm fathering you now. Hallelujah. Yeah, you quit that. Hallelujah. And there's a male that will suck you dry. God's going to show you this person. And he don't want this person to be a part of this. You're going to have to hurt some feelings. You're just going to have to do it. You're just going to have to let go. And I thank you, Father, that you've given her the will and the boldness to know and to discern people that are for her and people that are against her. And watch people that say to you, let me help you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they can help you, then listen, watch people that say, let me help you. Because let me tell you something about God. When God sends people to you, they don't say much. They just do.
Amen.
You understand that, don't you? Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen across the world, I want you to rejoice with me for my dear sister. Much success to you in your business. And I will say to you, as a son of God, you will not go under. This will go over. It is your time to rise up from the dust of obscurity. It is your time to prosper. I see a big tree. I see a giant tree. Mm-mm. And I even see a little girl at the age of 10. Between 8 and 10, God began to birth things in you. Hallelujah. And you begin to look at life a different way. It's from 8 to 10. And there are some things you saw as a teenager. There are some things that made you cry. There are some things that you kept in your little heart and you didn't tell nobody else. But God is saying, I see you. I love you. I have been holding your tears in a bottle, and I will pour them out in prosperity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And even in your womb, God is saying, I'm touching your inner organs. I'm touching you in your stomach area. Hallelujah. God is healing you around the ovary. He's healing you around the ovary. Hear me real good. And God is going in there. He's regulating your blood, woman. I'm going to give you a token that God is with you. He's regulating your blood and your little heart that's been jumping. Hallelujah. And the enemy tries to make you sweat, and he tries to make you discouraged, especially in the nighttime, between 10 and 12. But I want you to know that things that you have written down, God sees what you have written down, and he sent an angel. Watch this. I see something. He sent an angel to read your journal. It's like God's been nosy. Ooh, glory. And God is saying that the angel already has a contract for you. See, you've been trying to do stuff, but God got the contracts ready. He got the people ready, and he got your seminars ready. You're going to be standing before people, helping people prosper, because in the first 2 years, you're going to make close to $1 million. Listen to me closely. Woo, God. And God is going to be an entrepreneur, and you will prosper in the name of Jesus. But God said, I want to be first. Put him first.
Amen.
There's someone coming to you that's going to want an investment of money from you. And someone been around you, God said, don't give them a dime. Listen to me close. Don't give them a dime. Because this thing is going to prosper without your investment. Uh-oh. You better hear me.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
It's going to prosper. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you been to Office Depot lately or some type of place with desk and office material?
I went looking in different places for just furniture for my bus. But I went to Office Depot to pick up some office supplies. But I went to an office furniture place on Mass. Thursday or Friday, I think it was.
Let me say what I see. As you walked into that place, there was an angel in that place waiting on you. And when you got in there, the angel of the Lord gave you a deposit of something. And it's getting ready to be revealed what you received. You thought you were just walking in a place. But the angel of the Lord deposited strength, wisdom, wit, invention. And God's been dealing with you about something. You've been saying, Lord, show me something that people need. And God's going to show you, while you're working on one business, God's going to give you a witty invention. Watch the hand of
Amen.
God.
Thank you.
Ooh, glory. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you, woman of God.
Bless you. Thank you. Bless you.
Bless you. Hallelujah. I can feel God. I can feel God.
Grace and truth. So we worship you, Almighty God. You are a redeemer. You redeem the one source of our strength. We worship you, Almighty God.
You are full of
earth. Praise God. I feel God. I feel the glory of God. Get ready, people. The Holy Spirit is coming now. Wherever you are, just say, Lord, I receive the Holy Spirit. Do it now. Receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Ooh, Jesus. I have a 985. I'm coming to you now. God bless you.
God
bless you.
Prophet.
Thank you.
God bless you, Prophet. How you doing?
Wonderful.
I was calling at first. I was just going to listen up, and I wasn't going to speak or anything. I was just going to listen to the broadcast. But I'm just calling to receive a word from God. I don't want to say too much. Just receive a word from God.
The Lord has you in a place where there is some frustration in the spirit realm. Listen to me very closely, because this is a matter of your spiritual life. God wants you to depend less on the things around you. And he wants you to get yourself in that word. Get yourself so lost in that word until nothing else matters. Because if you don't find yourself lost in that word, Satan has several traps for you, and you will fall. God forbid. God forbid. But I want you to heed this. This is good news, more than a warning. The word is a lamp unto your feet. It's a light unto your path. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You shouldn't get tripped up by the same old trick the enemy is using. You understand, daughter?
Yes, sir.
I mean, it ought to, God wants that to become old. I see a pacifier. You know what you give a baby, a pacifier? It's to shut the baby up sometimes. And then other times it's because it's a baby. Come on, let's tell the truth. Sometimes we put that little pacifier in their mouth so they can be quiet.
Right.
God is saying that you've been on a pacifier too long. It's time for you to come off of the bottle and get into the meat of the word. And this is where, see, a lot of ministries want people to stay babies, but you got to grow up with me. Come on, you know me now. You met us. It's time
right.
to grow up, baby. Because you're going to
okay.
have to get to the place where you're helping others pray for others. This
okay.
is a sign of you growing up. You seek no longer a word. You seek to help others. You seek no longer to be prayed for, but to pray with. I need you to get there, baby. You understand?
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this woman of God, how she is graduating in the spirit. And God, she's taking on that whole armor of God. Oh, God, she's taking on every part of that whole armor. And this woman is ready to fight the fight of faith. No more unbelief, no more childish being tossed to and fro. She is ready. I prophesy her. I exhort her into that place of maturity. So those that will look at her and expect her to be a child, they're going to see a grown woman full of maturity in the name of Jesus. I decree it right now tonight that she make a leap of faith In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you receive that, teacher?
I receive it.
We love you in Jesus' name. Come on, I need you to help fight now.
Okay.
Okay. God bless you. Love you so much.
God bless you.
Amen. Oh, I just love that. People that are ready to receive the word of God. Thank God for that woman of God. I have a 540. Have many callers. I'm coming to you all. Be patient with me tonight. 540 in Jesus' name.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Amen. How are you, sir?
Wonderful. Your voice sounds familiar.
God bless you. Yeah, this is Janice. Yes, sir. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank God for you and your prayers.
How are you and your queen?
My queen, this is pretty. God's doing great.
I know she is.
And we're just enjoying Jesus, and there are people who are actually relocating. There's a great move happening.
Hallelujah.
The gathering ministry, and you're part of that. You have been praying.
Yes, I am. And you know what? I haven't had a chance to call you because I wanted to call and talk to you about how things went. I started a new job, and but I'm calling in tonight because the beginning of this prayer and the word you gave out of Hebrew was awesome, and I just would like for prayer, just for direction to continue. You know, I'm kind of anxious about some things, and also some things that's happening in the house that I know that God is doing, and I just want to make sure I don't put my hands or get in the way, you know, just but so I'm just asking for some prayer and you know, for you to just talk to me, tell me whatever you hear the Lord say. That's all.
What I thank God for right now is I was closing my eyes, I mm-hmm. saw you, and the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you tonight, he need not you to micromanage his will. You are so full of love, and God don't want you to mother his will.
I know that's
you're so sweet. You're so sweet, and God knows you. And so we pray against that anxiousness, and you know, because you are a student in the Word of God, to be anxious for nothing. And that's easier said than done many mm-hmm. times, but nevertheless, we pray for comfort. I see comfort for you, that God will comfort you during this transition and the things that you are seeing God move. Father, right now, I thank you for this mighty woman of God. I thank you, Lord, that she loves you and she wants her household to be what you've ordained it to be. Now, Father, I ask, oh God, that you give her the strength, that you give her the insight and revelation into this particular time in her life, this particular moment in her life, for her to seize the moment. And God is saying opportunity awaits you, opportunity for the job is just on the tip, right on the tip. God is going to use this job to take you to a particular season. Watch this. And God is going to use somebody at that job has knowledge that you hunger. And they're going to share it with you. And you're going to take that knowledge. And God said there's an explosion of prosperity. I believe that God's people in Jubilee, God's people are prosper. And so you get ready to prosper. There's something on the foundation of that house.
mm-hmm.
God said there's a foundation miracle. It's a foundational miracle. And God strategically has you in a geographic area. And when you do leave this place, you will have a reward. So stand back, fasten mm-hmm. your seatbelt. Because you're getting ready, after this call, you're getting ready to go for a ride in the Spirit. And the Lord's going to take you in many places. He's going to put turbo to you. You're going to speed up acceleration in Jesus' name. So get ready, woman. Get happy and rejoice. For the Lord shall show you that he heard you 7 years ago. And he's going to give you 7 years of prosperity. So get ready,
Jesus.
Get your bank ready, get your budget ready, because you're going to have to save up 7 years.
Lord have mercy. And it's, you know what, that's amazing, because I was going to say to you, man of God, I need you to pray for a right now miracle financial blessing. I need today.
And you have it today.
Oh, glory to your name, God. Thank you, Lord. I bless your name, God.
Watch the color lime green.
Okay.
Lime green, sort of a greenish color. And it's going to be, listen to this.
Okay.
It's going to be in the form of a check.
Mm.
And this check is going to look sort of greenish.
Mm-hmm.
And I see, what do you call it, water marks on the check?
Mm-hmm.
And I see the word overdue. And this is the what? This is the 8th of April.
8th of April. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that, what that 8 means, new beginning.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to keep your eye open for that, okay?
Yes, sir. I sure will.
God bless you.
God bless you. And tell your queen I said hello, and I love you both. Okay?
Oh, we love you all too. Thank you.
We'll be talking to you soon. Okay.
Yes, you. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I have a 443 area code coming to you now. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
Good evening. This is Lance. How are you?
Mr. Lance, you're always sneaking up on me. Praise God.
You know, I got to talk to you once a week at least.
You do? Wales. How are you?
I'm well. How's everything?
Wonderful, wonderful. I was still feasting off of our last call, and I thank God for you and your friend there. Praise God. How are you both doing?
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Good.
Let me tell you something.
Hi, Prophet.
Hi. See, people try to play games with the seer, but I saw you hide in a little bit, and Lance, you try to be funny, but Lance... Lance, you know I can see them.
I know. I was.
I told him you would know. I was like, he's definitely going to see me. But yes.
What's going on, y'all?
Nothing much, man. I was just, you know, I was at the call. You know, not tricked her, but we were talking, so I just called the line while we were talking, and here we are.
I love you, man. I got to mess with you. You know, you make my day. Listen, the Lord is in the conversations that you all are having.
Mm-hmm.
I sense the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is talking to you all as you talk to each other. There's something about your relationship with each other. You know, let me give you an example. Me and my queen, Katrina, we talk a lot. We talk so much until our son says, "Mom, Dad, come on." And, you know, today we was at the mall, and the other day we took my son to the movies, and we talk a lot. As you and
mm-hmm.
your friend talk, the Holy Spirit is getting ready, gathering something great. Now, you two are going to do a business venture.
Together?
Amen. I receive.
Together. Together.
Oh, okay.
Together.
And what is the business venture?
Now you want me to go ahead and tell you, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give you everything.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Call your friend. What's your name again?
Janae.
That's right. How do you spell it?
J-A-N-E-E, and over the first C is an accent of you.
J-A-N-E what?
E-E, and there's an accent over the first E.
Wow. That's deep. Okay. Lance.
Yes.
And?
Yes, sir.
Jane. Did I say it right?
Janae.
Janae.
J Janae. Janae. Oh, you're trying to be deep. Okay, I got you.
whoever named it was trying to be deep.
Lance, how many letters does your first name have?
Five.
Janae, how many letters do your name have? Janae.
Janae.
I got
five.
It. Okay, five. Five and five. Now look at this. Five is the number of work, labor, and grace.
Okay. Work, labor, and grace.
Now the Lord is gonna, y'all gonna do some work. There's gonna be a lot of paperwork that's going on. And Lance, you gotta finish some paperwork.
Okay. What type of paperwork?
It's some business paperwork. You gotta dot your I's and cross your T's. You understand what I'm saying? And
yeah.
And Janae, you too, okay?
Okay.
So y'all need to get to work because you guys are going to form a corporation.
Wow. And you know that's what she always wanted to do.
Really?
Yeah. He won't listen to me. I lied.
Wait, hold on.
He writes, and I'm like, Lance, when are you going to let me manage you? Like, let's do some work together. And he was like, no.
So this is the kind of couple y'all gonna be a couple that's gonna be getting into it quite a bit. So I'm gonna have to be the mediator. Y'all gonna have to talk off the line. I see right now what I'm gonna have to do. But Lance, when God made the woman, he made a helper, didn't he?
Lance, you there?
Did you get slayed in the spirit, Lance? Okay. My son, I got problems with him. I see already. Okay. Janae, we're
help
gonna
help
me and my Queen Katrina gonna help y'all. And Lance is gonna be okay. Janae, hold on.
We need it.
Y'all need it. The month of May is real big for you guys. Watch this, y'all. The month of May is huge. Don't miss the blessings in May. So what you're doing now, setting you up for May, okay?
Janae's coming.
That's funny.
Aren't you coming to
visit.
Maryland in May?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to Maryland in May, actually. That's
really?
Funny. Yeah, for a while, for like more than a week. So, yeah.
Look at God. Isn't God good?
He is, all the time. All the time.
What do you have to say?
We don't need your help, though.
You got it. You got it. My queen.
I don't see the problem. I still don't see what the problem is.
There's no problem. Lance.
Yes?
You're bad, man. I see it now. You're going to be the clown in the relationship.
What?
God. He got the height already, you know. We good.
I see a wonderful couple coming out of you both. I really do.
Okay. Wonderful.
Listen, I'm going to let y'all go. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for Janae. I thank you for Lance. I thank you for the joy I feel every time they call. And, Lord, every enemy of this relationship, I come against it by the power of God in Jesus' name. Let them have peace and prosperity. Peace and prosperity in Jesus' name. Y'all, I'll tell you.
Amen.
Yeah, I guess I'll tell y'all, but I'll tell you off the air, okay?
Oh!
So y'all call me tomorrow, because I got a date tonight with my queen, and ain't nobody going
right.
to stop my date. Praise God.
Need some money?
Send it, brother.
Okay. It's on the way.
Thank you.
Have fun.
I love you both. We can't wait to meet you both in Jesus' name.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you, Lance. See you, Janae. Oh, they are so precious. They are so precious. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have a 682 area code coming to you now. God bless you.
Hello, Prophet. This is Adrian.
Adrian, man of God.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Man, I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Enjoying the people of God. Thank you.
I know. It's just wonderful. It's just great. I wasn't going to call. I wasn't going to call, but I had to. And I just want to encourage the people that's out there, just stay close to God, listen at what God tells you, and when the prophet speaks to you, get a pen and paper and write it down. And the reason I say that is because go back and decree that word that the prophet gave you. And because the power of death and life is in our tongue, and we can bust that word. We can bring that word to pass by the things that we say. A lot of times we are snared by the words of our mouth. And if you just start decreeing that word and start declaring that word, I guarantee you that word will come to pass.
Wow. Man of God, spoken so well. People of God, do exactly as Adrian said. Praise God. Thank you, man of God. What else is in your spirit tonight? I feel something bubbling in you.
Don't get me started because I'm driving, Prophet, and if I throw my hands up, then the Holy Ghost is going to have to take over the wheel.
Oh, Jesus, hold them, Lord.
I just wanted to encourage you, man, and, you know, just continue to pray with me. You know, we have our own little conversation that we talk about every now and then, and I'm just looking for God to bring things to pass. That's all. I'm just excited, and there's a season that's coming up. There's a new season. It's almost like when before it rains, where you can see the rain off in the distance, but you can smell the rain. I can smell the rain. There's a glory that's coming. There's a glory that's coming. Everybody out there, just fall in that glory. There's a glory that's going to come. It's going to be so strong that we won't be able to handle it. God is about to just release a glory, a wave of glory. That's what I keep hearing, is a wave of glory is coming.
My God. Adrian, man of God, Prophet Adrian, I received that word, and we've been talking to each other for, what, a couple of weeks now?
Yes, sir, for a couple of weeks.
And you are from where?
I am from Fort Worth, Texas.
Texas is in the house, and there's a covenant relationship that God is bringing together, and I thank God for you, Prophet Adrian. Thank you, man of God. I heed your word, and I know our Prophecy Alive listeners do as well.
I thank you so much. Let me ask you something. What do you have in your spirit? What is God saying to you?
Today, he's been speaking to me about destroying the spirit of unbelief. And I was reading in Hebrews 2 about glory. You know, in Hebrews 2 and verse 7, God made man a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor. And then in verse 9, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than angels and crowned with glory. So Jesus was made just like he made us. But watch this. God has delivered us from the power of death. And the enemy in the Garden of Eden brought in the earth realm unbelief through fear. So now Jesus destroyed unbelief. Listen, people of God, you don't have unbelief. Stop claiming it. Praise God. Even the disciples said, help thou my unbelief. Listen, have glory and honor and receive that word. You see, if the devil can make you think you have something, then you only have it because of the life in the power of your tongue and death. Proverbs 18:21. So we have to not confess those negative things. Praise God. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, too. I want you to pray with me. I'm looking for a financial miracle.
Okay.
And I'm also looking for a job. I've been without a job for a while now, Prophet. I'm also looking for a job. God, to bless me with a job.
Listen, watch this. It is now 9:03. It is the 8th of April. Granted, hear my words that I decree upon your life on the national radio station, A Prophecy Alive. Granted to this prophet, he will come back. You will prophesy. You will give a testimony of what God has done for you. Granted, man of God. Not only he going to get your job, watch this. He going to put you, you're going to be in a position, I don't know whether it's a supervisor, but you're going to be over people. I'm telling you what I hear.
Amen. I receive it. I receive it. Prophet, I love you. I'm going to let you go because I know you have a lot of other callers. And I, you know how I am. I start talking about the Lord and it'll be an hour that's gone by. So I'm going to turn the spigot off right now. And I'm going to go and drive, get home to my queen. And you be blessed and we'll be in touch.
Love you now.
All right, love you too, Prophet.
You have been arrested by the grace of God. You are wanted by blessings. Are you hearing this? Mother, God is adding years to your life. Uh-huh. And he said, you won't feel that lot. I'm adding years to your life. I'm adding mercy to your life. And you shall live and not die because of your prayers. You have not seen all of them answered. You got some things to see before glory takes you. But God said, even as the rain come down, so has the length of days. And the Lord is, he said 80 will be young for you. Even above 80 will be young for you. God said, he's willing to give you over a century. Watch this. To God be the glory. And mother, the grieving is over. Oh, you won't grieve again. I say no to grieving. You won't grieve again. Oh, mother, you won't grieve again. The name Anthony is real strong. Who's Anthony? You stand right there, but just keep playing, but I need to say something to you. Does Anthony is in your life? Who is Anthony? Your nephew? Where is he? How is he? When's the last time you talked to him? Last week? Okay. Tell Anthony that you met a man, and I think, is this the first time I saw you? You met a man, and tell Anthony I said that. Just say this to him. Change. Don't say anything more or anything less. They said, I just want to say change. And watch God rescue Anthony. Somebody say Anthony is totally healed. From the inside out. Mother, do you accept this word? Yes, because you have some more things to see. When was the last surgery? It's been a while. You, for some reason, God is showing me your, what do you call them, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Cleanse the walls of the intestines. Right right there, cleanse it out. And it goes. And your fire goes in there right now. And the healing of God takes you over. And your body will be new. And you'll feel strength that you never felt before. And your steps is going to get faster. In Jesus' name. Mother needed this. Mother needed this.
You are full of mercy, grace, and truth. So we worship.
Hallelujah.
Almighty God. The one source of my strength.
I have a 773. Oh God, I feel your presence. I'm coming to you right now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Hello. How are you today?
Wonderful. God bless you. How may I help you?
I actually, I've never tuned into the broadcast before, but I know about you at least over a year ago. You prayed for a very close friend of mine. She's the cousin of Pastor Brendale Jones, and her husband were both having a problem with conceiving a child, and you prayed for her, and me and her prayed after you had prayed for her, and it was only months later that her and her husband were able to conceive. But I just got on the line, and I was just listening for a while, and oh my God, the spirit is just full tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just called in. I really wanted to have prayer tonight, just about situations that are going on in my life right now, transpiring. We're trying to start a business and doing different things.
I thank you for calling, because I want to tell you what I sense by the Spirit of God. And it comes on me at certain times, and it is so strong around now. You are actually on the brink of an explosion of wealth.
Yes.
Woman of God, you are right at the Red Sea. And it is opening for you to cross over. You're coming out of a dry place in your life, but you don't know this. You came out wealthy. I want you to look at your right hand. You're not driving, are you?
No, I'm not.
Good. A lot of people call driving tonight. God is moving. look at your right hand. It is that hand that's your power hand. I don't know whether you're right-handed or left, but I know the right hand, God is saying, that's your power hand. And with that hand, you will sign many deals, contracts, successful are you and your loved ones. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Father, I give you praise for this woman, her family. I give you praise how she have came through many hardships, but she kept the faith. Now, this is her time. This is her family time to prosper. In the name of Jesus, Now begin to make the way. Begin to set up the people, set up the lawyers, set up the accounting, set up, God, all of the minds. Put the best minds together. Put her a team, a business team together, God, in Jesus' name. Surround her with people that will bring protection to her, her family, in the name of Jesus. And I speak the joy of the Lord will be her strength. Show her the enemy before the enemy comes. And no sabotage, no ambush, but success in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
You be encouraged. And your cousins, the Lord is going to do a great miracle with your family, your relatives. He's going to do a great miracle with the males in your family. It's going to be some great healing take place. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You be blessed.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. And please pray for with us and be a covenant partner with us. You and your husband, correct?
No, I'm not married.
Okay. That's why I kept praying about you. Praise God. Well, we thank God for your life and your future.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know why, but I'm laughing at you. God is laughing at the enemy on your behalf. And what I see happening to you is really funny, how those that have doubted you will need you. And God's saying, do them like Joseph. What they meant for evil, God meant it for good, okay?
Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Lord. I have a 561 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you.
God bless you.
Oh, praise God. How are you doing? I know that voice. Praise God.
I am well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, basking in the glory, and I know you are too.
Yes, I am. So you have a hot date tonight with your honey?
See, you just sneaky. You just listen. Yeah, I have a hot date with my baby. Praise God. You are a mess. You know that, don't you?
Yes. I'm a holy mess. Holy creation.
And you have a message, I know. Praise
yes,
God.
I do. Yes, I have a message. It has not... not yet. My time has not come yet. But when the time comes, the message will be released.
Woo! I can't wait.
Thank you. Thank you. Because God is like doing some things, preparing, and you know, he's just tearing down the devil, the lies, all the unbelief. You know.
Come on. Yes.
Yeah. So I totally agree with you about about our words. And even what the brother was saying about declaring the prophecies and just speaking life, just using the prophecies that God has given us to just decree and declare life. Because oftentimes I know myself, when I've gotten prophecies, which has not been often, but when I've gotten them, I really don't decree and declare them and pray over them, pray over myself with the word of God. And so it just reminds me to definitely speak the word of God, not just the prophecies, but even the very living word of God over my life, because as I speak the word of God, you know, things will begin to change and are changing even without me seeing them.
Yes.
And like you said, it's all about believing, you know, and it's all about believing him and not believing the liar, not believing the accuser, because oftentimes I found myself Like, I used to believe the enemy, but now I'm like, no, I'm going to believe the word of God, because I'm not going to be, I'm not defeated, and I'm definitely victorious.
Yes, I love it. Yes, you are.
Yes. Thank you. Because it's a new season.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And we shall believe the report of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
No other report do we believe, ladies and gentlemen. As I talk to my covenant friend, we don't even pay attention to the slander of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the enemy is so jealous of this fact, we have been crowned with glory and honor.
Yes, that's true. No more giving power to lies or what the enemy desires for us to entertain. No more. Mm-mm.
Hallelujah.
Over.
Glory. I just love your spirit. You all are such a blessing to me and my queen. And, you know, when you think about people and you smile, that's a great sign.
Yes, it is. We need more of that in this world, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need more of that. Well, we just, like you said, when we think about people and smile, we need more of that where it just becomes a normal thing.
And we loose that in the earth right now, don't we?
Yes.
The love of God.
Yes. We just release that in the school system. We just release that in jobs. We just release that in the government right now. We release that in the media. We release that in our families. We just release that in the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Yes. And we just decree and declare that everything is under the influence of heaven right now. Oh.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen. So how are you doing?
Wonderful. We just had fun today. We went to the mall and we just act like our family, our puppy was special today, and our son and our puppy, they get into it and we were just going to the mall. My son wanted a couple of games, and I got him some games. And I'm trying to find a game that I could beat him in, because every game I get, he just makes me look pretty bad, you know. But he's so smart. I told him to lay hands on me and pray for me.
What did he say?
And he prayed for me, and I passed out, and I fell out, and he said, "Dad, get up." And he prayed for me again, and I fell out. I just got slayed, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
so powerful. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, these kids' things are so powerful, you know.
Yes. Love is strong, but isn't it?
It is. To go back to the video games, maybe what you can do is you can buy the video games ahead of time, practice them.
Shut up.
You can try to beat them. But he's like a genius, so, you know, he already had like roadmaps planned ahead of time, so without even thinking about them.
I told him the other day, I said, you know, don't you feel sorry for Dad? Why don't you let me win?
What did he say?
He looked at me like I was crazy. So we went bowling. Some of the friends that came down during the opening of the gathering, some of the family stayed over, and we still have people here. And so we went bowling, right? And I got film of it, and I did pretty good at bowling and stuff.
Oh, that's good. Do you like bowling?
Yeah, bowling, and I rolled my bowling ball, and I walked down a little bit, and I got in trouble, but I did it on purpose.
walked down the aisles, you know, a little bit, but then I got in trouble, so I came back.
Oh, my. What were you trying to do? Were you trying to cheat?
No, I was trying to get in trouble so that I break the ice. You know, people think you're deep when you're a prophet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see that, yes. They think that you can't, you know, be down to earth and have fun and just have normal conversations. But really, you know, they're just normal people like everyone else.
I know. Mm-hmm. I thank God for you and how your spirit is always, no matter what you go through, you always keep your spirit alert in the spirit. Me and my Queen Katrina, we love that about you all. I cannot wait till we meet you all. We cannot wait. I think I'm going to scream like I'm in college or something.
All right. Oh, like those college students too? Okay, yeah.
So how long do you have in college? How long do you have in college?
Oh, I finished college.
Are you done?
Yeah, I finished in 2007 with my master.
I'm messing with you. I am.
Pretty dumb. But I will be going back to college.
You will?
Yeah. And that's medical school.
Right. That's
remember? Maybe that's probably what you're thinking of.
That's probably it. And
yeah.
Wow. So you just want to be smarter than me too, huh?
Yeah. That's it. I'm just going to have to, you know, tag team with your son and lay hands on you too. Watch you pass out. Tell you to get up. Watch you pass out.
Give me
out,
a double portion, huh?
Up. Yeah. Yes. He might have to lay hands on me too because he's very smart.
He is. I got to give it to him. Him and his mom, he got that from his mom. You know, Katrina, my queen, when she got in trouble, her dad made her read books. And so she's a like a bookworm. And she's awesome. So you do have your master's.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yes, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. That's awesome. That Katrina is a bookworm. It just amazes me when people read a lot and how much information they retain and how they just have so much knowledge just by reading, you know?
She is. She does.
Yeah.
She taught me the computers. I was not smart with computers, and here I am. She taught me well. She took a couple of years. When I first met her, we started dating, and every time we would go into Best Buy or Radio Shack, anywhere where they had computers, she would just take off, and I would always know where to find her. I said, what is this about computers? And she would always be on the computers, and then I got interested in her. And here I am. I'm okay.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Because he uses the computer a lot now.
Yes, I do. So God knew who I needed in my life. Praise God.
Exactly. Yes. Like you were saying to that young couple, you know, to help me. You found yourself a good thing. Yourself a good thing.
And obtained favor of the Lord.
Hmm. Yeah.
I told one man, he was saying, man of God, I need some favor in my life. I said, are you married? He said, no. I said, you need to get married. You need to find a good thing.
So this is good. It's good that you're saying that because it makes me realize that, you know, I have to walk around thinking or continue to walk around thinking and believing I'm a good thing as a single woman and that those who find me are finding a good thing and will obtain favor, and that I am a treasure because there are guys out there looking for the good things, you know?
If you're a young man and you love the Lord, you're listening to Prophecy Alive, and I'm talking to a great young woman of God. She has her master's. She's very educated, and she's eligible for someone who is highly anointed and loved the Lord.
Ha 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 ha! keep on going.
I know. I better stop. I don't want to get too much. They'll be calling the prophecy alive. What is that girl? What's her name? Now, you know I'm not going to give any information. Praise God.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for protecting me.
I shall. I shall.
I was waiting for you to keep on going. And I don't. And I don't discriminate. And this and that.
You are something else. Listen, it's good to have your, isn't it? I love you.
Yes, and, it is. Love you too.
Anything else in your heart?
Nothing else. Anything in your heart?
No, you. As you know, we are family. We love you and continue to pray for with us.
Yes, I will continue to stand with you guys, and thank you so much for standing with us as well. And you just have yourself a great date night, okay?
I will, and in the future, very, very, very near future, we're going to be making an announcement about the Gathering Ministry. You all are going to just rejoice and continue to pray with us. And thank you, woman of God.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And you have yourself a great night. And I'm so excited to hear more about what God's doing in the Gathering Ministry.
Talk to you later, family.
Talk to you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. And truth.
So we worship Almighty God.
God is so worthy, people.
The one source of my strength. We worship you, Almighty God. You are full of
I have a 682 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. God bless you. I'll come back to that number. 205. I'm coming to you now. God bless you.
Hello?
Yes, God bless you.
Hey, Prophet.
How are you?
Jermaine.
I'm
doing great.
Wonderful. What's on your heart tonight?
Not much, really. I was just calling in to check on you.
You are so nice. I thank God for you all that really care about this vineyard and just have so many friends around the world, and thank you for calling, and God is doing great things. How are you and your family, everybody?
We're doing great. We're doing good.
Good. How's Candace?
She's doing good. She just got came home from school a few minutes ago.
You make sure you tell her me and my queen, Katrina, said hello.
Okay.
Listen, everything is working for your good, son.
Mm-hmm.
everything. You have one of those big hearts. It comes through your voice.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much discernment to see that. And God has given you great, great love and great compassion and care for the saints. And it's a challenge being you because you've come through so many different obstacles. But God kept you, didn't
he? Yes, he did.
He kept you. He kept you. He will continue. He will continue to keep you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I want you to be encouraged. I'm here to tell you, be encouraged. I love you, and there are many that love you. And you're well now emotionally.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're well emotionally. Don't pay attention to the ghosts of the past, okay?
Yes, sir.
Ah, sheba, kusha. God is saying, nah, my sheba. I feel that. God is saying, don't listen. You have a friendly ghost now. Huh, the Holy Ghost. It's all over you. It's all over you. And you've been dreaming. You've been dreaming a lot, son.
Yes, I am.
Ah, yeah. And God's been revealing to you mysteries.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah, and in those mysteries, God is saying, I got books in the mysteries, and I got those books in you, in your belly. Oh, yes. And in the books are keys. Revelation is coming forth out of you. You got an engagement to preach. I don't know whether you know this, but I see you standing before a congregation, and I see you preaching. I see you laying hands on the sick. Ooh, and they're recovering. Ah, this is your year of launching. Yes. Ah, no more enemies. The enemies are subdued before you.
Mm. Thank you, peace.
Ah, and King David came to the place where he destroyed all of his idols, and the word tells us David had no more war. And God is saying for me to tell you, son, you will have no more war. God
will give you
peace.
Thank you, Jesus.
No more war. Yes. Peace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory. I feel God. And God will send you much friends, people you can trust. And there's a young man, that's lingering onto you. He doesn't want to let go. But he's gonna have to walk on his own.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
He's gonna have to walk on his own. Hallelujah. I just got quickened to tell you he's going to have to walk on his own. You're going to have to release him.
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You've been reading in the book of Psalms lately.
Yes, sir. Yes, I have.
You've been in the book of Psalms, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
That's because God is hiding you.
You,
he's
Jesus.
Showing you his wonders and miracles. You got a great miracle ministry.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't neglect the gift of miracles, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The door that seems like it won't open is open now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You can have whatever you want, son.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna leave.
Do you drive your own car?
Yes, sir.
Say this. Upgrade.
Upgrade.
Oh, Yeah, he's going to upgrade everything in your life, okay?
Thank you, Jesus.
You watched the television show of it's. I think it was like I'm seeing you looking at television, and you were looking at people who were rich and how they were buying things. And I see you saying, "I wish that was me." I don't know how long ago, but I see you now, and you say, "I wish that was me. I would like to have that." God said, "You're gonna have that more."
Thank you, Chief. Thank you.
I want you to write things down that you desire for 7 days. Listen closely.
Okay.
Write things down for 7 days. And God said, anything you write down, he's going to give to you one by one.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And I hear this. The last thing you write is the first thing he's going to give you. It's like
thank
he's going to give you the bottom of the list to the top of the list. You start tonight. And you watch God.
Thank you, Jesus. Now,
the only thing I ask you to do is what?
Pray.
Put
what?
God.
Right.
Put
first.
God. There you go. Yeah, you pray always. Luke 18:1. Keep God first, okay?
Yes, sir.
I love you, son.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
You keep prophesying. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. Ah.
Fresh wind blowing. Fresh wind blowing.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost fire. Fresh wind blowing. Fresh wind blowing this room. Fresh wind blowing this room. Holy Ghost fire.
Right now I have 860. I'm coming to you now. God bless you.
Hey, it's Kristen. How are you?
Wonderful, Kristen. It's good to hear from you.
Oh, it's good to talk to you.
Wonderful. What's the good news?
The good news is God is good. God is good.
Yes.
I feel like I think I'm moving forward. I've been praying for a lot of people, and God is giving me things to share for them, and they're telling me, yes, this is right, this is right. And so that really encouraged me, because I knew it had nothing to do with me. I knew it was God.
Yes.
God has been praying for something for myself for a long time, and I'm just, I guess, what do you think? I feel like I'm telling God if I had this, everything else would fall into place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your heart needs to speak. Your heart. It's like you hold so much in. And you're sort of like a little baby. And there are some things you're unsure. But I want to encourage you, Christian. You are a giant in the spirit. You are a giant in the spirit. You're not intimidated by no one. As a matter of fact, your faith is fierce. You see, You have to allow yourself to know this, that you are strong in the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes, you are. In the power of his might, and you have the whole armor on. There's no weapon that can overtake you, Christian. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper. This is your happy time. This is your joy time.
Wow.
God is telling me to tell you, dance before the Lord every day and rejoice and watch as the shifting comes to your life, your living arrangements, your business, your money, your health. God said this is your time of jubilee, your time of dancing and laughter and joy.
That sounds so good to me.
It's so true.
That sounds so good. I met someone recently that I think is significant in my life.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't think. On this wise, but I do see celebration. I know you trust the Lord in me, but on this, I want you to trust the Lord in you. We serve the same God.
Amen.
Now, see you laughing with this person. I want you to know, pray and watch. Watch and pray. That's the only way we enter not into temptation. We watch and pray. So somebody found
he's
you.
I guess so. He's in a different city, but and there's major differences between us, but I've talked to him about God, and I wasn't planning on talking to him about God, but I asked him if he prayed, and the conversation I felt like the Lord tell me to ask him that, and he said he used to pray all the time. He was raised in a different religion, but I feel like he came here, and I felt almost like a burden that, okay, I'm going to show this person the city. And I didn't even really want to go, but I ended up going, and I ended up feeling like, wow, this is a very loving person and affectionate person. I felt like a strong person. And that's what I guess I saw in him, was the courage and the strength that I saw in his life that I admired. But I don't know him very well, and I'm taking it very slowly and carefully because of the difference in religion. But I feel like God is doing something with him. He told me to pray for him, and I said, well, what is it that you want? And he said, I don't want anything, but you can just pray. So so I will. And it's just, I had not smiled in a long time, like really honestly smiled, but I just he just made me happy. When I was with him, I felt happy, and I felt a connection. And I can't tell you how many people have come to me and said things to me like, you should like this kind of person, and you know what, why are you looking at those kind of people, and like basically telling me that I should only be interested in white men, and I'm just not. And I feel like there is a reason for that. There's a reason for it. And I shouldn't listen to these people that tell me these things that are, because that's not my heart. I know that I don't want to sound superficial or whatever, but I feel like there's a reason for it. My heart's for the nations. Does that make sense?
Yes, you make sense. I want you to not feel odd because you're different.
Mm-hmm.
I've counseled you with love, yeah. And I've always told you, you got to trust the word of God. You got to trust praying to God and seeking Him for wisdom. But I would never discourage anyone from certain journeys that we take. And no condemnation for me. And I taught our children the meaning of love. My queen and I, we deal with different types of couples. And I want you to know, keep your eyes on the Lord.
Yes.
Pray, seek His face. Allow the word of God, the wisdom of God. And in the midst of counsel, there's safety.
Amen.
I sense no danger. I do want you to pray. And I decree that there be a strong discerning of spirits there concerning everything we do, everything you do. But don't be discouraged, okay?
Yes. I just feel like if I had this love, things would fall into place and I would be happy.
You do.
So that's what I ask God for, and I just... it would be so uplifting to have.
How long have you been talking to this individual?
About a month.
Okay. But you never met face to face?
Yes, we have.
You have?
Yes, okay. We went out to dinner.
Okay, lovely dinner.
Nice dinner, yes. Oh, we went to the movies, and I took him to the bus station.
That's okay. You have to tell me everything, Chris. Praise God.
All right.
I love your spirit. So
he was very loving.
Okay. He was.
Yeah.
Very, very respectful.
We talked afterward, and I told him, you know, I have not kissed anyone in such a long time. It was just nice I felt an instant connection. And
okay.
I talked to him afterward and I said, you know, do you just want my body? Is that what you want? Because I'm not going there. And I told him, I don't know what you think of me, but this is who I am, and my heart and my mind is, I love God, and he said, no, I don't just want that. He said,
okay.
I won't make you uncomfortable. If I come and see you, then, you know, we'll have separate rooms or something. And, he said, I don't want to jeopardize our friendship, our relationship. So it really touched me that he said that. It was, I think he was telling the truth.
You needed that confirmation from him, correct?
Yeah, I did.
That's good. The Father will give you your desires. I want you to delight in God.
Mm-hmm.
Put God first. The Holy Spirit lead and guide you. And we're going to keep, my queen and I, we're going to keep you lifted up. And we'll do some more talking.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
But I appreciate you. And as you know, we're here for you. And we're going to continue to pray for you in this area. You deserve to be happy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I feel like I would do a better job if I was. I feel like I'd do a better job. Everything would be better. I love you guys so much. I appreciate it. If you would keep this man in prayer also. He's not a Christian. I feel like God is doing something. God showed me his father. I see an angry man, or there's some problem with a man in his life. I think it's his father. But he is in the military, in the United States military, and he came here by himself to serve our country, and he became a citizen. So I greatly admire his courage, and I see good character qualities there, and I see some things that are not so good, but I feel like it's nothing that can't be healed by God.
Yes. Daughter, let me pray. Father, I give you praise for Christian. I thank you, Lord, that you are the source of our life. You're the source of her strength. In our strength. And Lord, I hold her up before you and this man. And I pray, God, right now that your perfect will would manifest in this situation. I pray for supernatural guidance. The Holy Spirit would be in this. Soul may come under Holy Ghost conviction, and that this soul may believe the cross and come into the knowledge of the truth. And I pray for salvation. I pray that he believes on the Lord Jesus, and that you raised Jesus from the dead. And I pray, Lord, that he may see a vision of you, Christ. And I pray for Christian that, God, you will lead and guide her always into the truth concerning this issue. Holy Spirit, do this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Give your wife a big hug for me, okay?
I promise I will, family.
Thank you. I love you guys.
We love you too. We'll talk to you, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Hallelujah.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No, 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 no.
Is there anything that he can't do?
No, 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 no.
Is there anything impossible?
No, 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 no.
Will he withhold any good thing from you?
No, 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 no.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No, 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 no.
Is there anything that he can't do?
Well, God is so good. I thank you all for listening to Prophecy Alive. I do have a 919 area code. I'm coming to you right now. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Good evening, Prophet. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. God bless you.
This is Frances down in North Carolina. I was just calling to see what the word of God was for me tonight and for prayer for myself tonight.
You be encouraged, Mother. It's so good to hear from you. And
to know this. As you already know, God has not forgotten you. Mm-hmm. And your prayers are not in vain. They are not in vain, Mother.
Lord, have mercy.
Ooh, they're not in vain. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care. And it seems like in the midst of you, the accusation of the enemy is just...
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
You know how Goliath did when David came on the scene and looked at David and he began to mock David, mock Israel?
Yes,
and then Goliath said, am I a dog?
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
The enemy is saying, am I, you know, he's trying to boast. I see the accusations of the enemy around you. But I want you to know that God has given you a smooth stone. And God
and
is
I can
saying,
smooth Goliath.
I know you can. See, the enemy know you ain't no pushover in the spirit. Praise God.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
You ain't no pushover. And listen, everything that is happening for a reason.
All right, Dan, I hear you.
And he's bringing conviction around you, okay? Watch your enemies fall, okay?
Praise God. Praise God.
Ooh, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, your enemies are falling all around you. You'll see it more. Praise
oh,
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And God, thank you for strengthening her body. Thank
Lord
you, Father,
Jesus.
For touching her veins and her blood. Cause her circulation, Lord, to be healthy. And your word declares that her health shall spring forth speedily and that the glory of the Lord shall be her reward. And
thank
I
you,
decree
Jesus.
And declare that her body may be strong and healthy
Jesus.
And the vitality, God, and the supernatural strength to those legs
Jesus.
And to that heart and to the breath.
Thank
oh,
you,
God,
Jesus.
In Jesus'
thank
name.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord,
God is
Jesus.
Showing me your bones. He's showing me your bones.
And
the Lord is strengthening your bones.
Lord, I receive that right now.
The marrow of your bones. Hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Mother Frances, I can see it. I can see it right now. The supernatural
Lord,
strength
Jesus.
Of God is going inside
Lord,
you.
Thank you, Prophet. I've been through so much. I'm so tired.
Yeah, but he's giving you strength. He's giving you
praise
strength.
God. Thank
more
you,
strength.
Thank you, Jesus.
More strength come to you.
I
right
receive
now.
It right now in the name of Jesus.
Be not weary in well doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's your reaping time.
Thank you, Jesus.
It ain't no time for you to go nowhere, Mother Friends.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise
you shall live and not die, Mother. There's a whole work to do.
I receive that in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I receive that in the name of Jesus.
I love you, Mother.
Pastor, thank you. I've just been working so hard taking care of my daughter, Jermaine, and my mom, and just haven't even took no time for myself.
I know you need that time.
Yes, I do. And I thank you for that word tonight about my bones. Because one time my left foot, it was hurting so bad, I told Jermaine, I said, baby, we got to pray that my foot get to working because I have to wait on you and help you and run into the nurse home and help my mama. I thank you for that word tonight. I really needed it. I could hear the songwriter saying, I've been through the storm. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
But I know God's going to bring me out into a wealthy place.
You watch.
And I can look back over my life. And just think how I got over.
My
but
God.
Through it all, Prophet, I learned to trust in God.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
I feel that. I feel that. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank the Lord for you and your wife. Y'all keeping us in prayer. And I love y'all, and I just thank you.
I've got to see your face soon. You know, I see a financial miracle that is happening to us. I've got to see your face. I've got to see Jermaine. And I'm asking God to let us make a special trip down there.
Praise God.
I know what I see. We got to come. And it's taking place. I know the Lord's fixing it for us.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You be blessed, Mother.
You too, and God bless you all, and have a blessed evening.
You too. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Good night.
Good night. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. People, hold on to God. I'm telling you, joy is here. Joy is here. You're listening tonight and you have not received Jesus? Receive him tonight. At the cross. Where we first saw the light and the burdens of our hearts rolled away. It was there by faith that we received our sight, and now we are happy all the day. I pray for the power of the resurrection of Jesus to come upon you right now. Receive Jesus. Don't run from God. Run to him, young lady, young man. And I feel God for deliverance. I thank God for what he's doing right now. Listen, it's all the time I have. These 2 hours has been so powerful. And I give God the glory. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll be back. Love every one of you, my queen and I. Visit us on Facebook and also 317-832-0131. Also, continue to pray for us. God is doing great things. Whatever God speaks to your heart, let us know. Let us know. Keep God first. I decree billions for the people of God in this day. I decree new neighborhoods, new jobs, new health. God, stir up the church, God. Stir up your people. Let us take hold of you in the name of Jesus. Let us seek your face. Not just your hand, but your face, your presence. Let your glory fall. We'll give you glory. God bless you. For my queen, Katrina and I, we love you so much. This is Prophecy Alive. God bless you.
That's why we lay down our lives. That's why. you, Almighty God.